Today's scripture lesson is taken from the Old Testament, from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea toward the going out of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land, which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not frightened, neither be dismayed. For your Lord, the God, is with you wherever you go.
Thank you, Kathy. From these words, the subject, making a choice. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable within your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I want to begin this morning by asking you to think with me about the meaning of choice. The meaning of choice. There are some choices that we take for granted. There are some that are easy. There are some that are difficult. There are some choices that can change our very life. And there are some choices. Choices that we make, that we live to forget. Listen to these two different statements about choice. An old gentleman used to get up regularly at prayer meeting on Wednesday evening, and he would pray, Use me, Lord. Use me. Use me in some advisory capacity. In contrast, William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, was asked the secret of his amazing Christian life. Booth answered, I told the Lord that he could use all there is of William Booth. I was with a group of young people at Gateway High School this week. And they asked me, did I believe in predestination? Everything already determined, and they had no choice on what they would do. I told them that I do not believe that. For no matter how literal or not literal one may take the story of Adam and Eve, it would seem that one message is clear. They had a choice. We have a choice today. And there is something to learn in our relationship. Something to learn in our relationship. Our relationship with God in all that was before Joshua. Joshua had been the chief aide to Moses for some 40 years. Joshua had seen a generation of people pass away because they did not believe and trust in God. Now this new generation is ready to enter into the promised land. Now Moses has passed on, and the call comes to Joshua. Moses, my servant is dead. Now you go and you carry my people into the land that I will give them. The call comes to Joshua. This is God's plan. And yes, God has a plan. If this is our choice, if this is our choice, then God has a plan. And with God's plan, there is God's promise. We are talking about here taking the promised land. And so you think that somehow the promise would include power, money, muscle. No, God's promise is, I will be with you. I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I think sometimes that we marvel at persons who seem to be able to do what is beyond their reach, or persons who are able to keep the faith in spite of all that is before them. I think of Mrs. Coretta Scott King today and how she went on with the work of civil rights and the raising of her children, and even extending forgiveness to the man who shot her husband. It is possible. This kind of life is possible when we claim God's promise, when we believe with certainty that God can and God will provide. There were thought to be some 2 million people ready to cross into the promised land. And what they have, all that they have, there would be opposition on the other side. But what they have is that God will provide. This is God's promise. This is God's plan. And so then comes God's command. The people were to be strong. The people were to be encouraged. God's command was the people were to go forward. It is a word for us today. It is a word for us today to be encouraged. This by itself is a huge step forward. Because we know more about frustration. We know more about discouragement. Young people in our own neighborhood committing suicide. Young people feeling that they are without hope. Old people, if I can say it that way, knowing what it is to deal with hospitals, to deal with Medicare, to deal with the struggle, the ongoing struggle of health care. I wanted to put it that way so we can get a sense that from young to old, there are struggles. There are reason to be discouraged. And the climate and the culture around us, poverty and war, we understand that. Addicted to oil, the president said. We understand all of that. But the word comes to us, be encouraged. This is not escape. This is not denial. It is our way of saying we have choices. We have choices. We have choices to make. Are we ready to go forward? Are we ready to truly be encouraged? Are we ready to say that whatever land and whatever God may have for us, that is the choice we will make? I thought about it even on the way to church this morning. Maybe a different way to put it was many options. Many options. But only one choice. God's way for us. Let it be so, we pray. Amen.